producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Richard Penn is here. Kenny Kessler is here. Our thought for the day today comes from golfer Nancy Lopez.
Oh, I love her.
Who is 58 years old today. Mm-hmm. Made quite a name for herself.
Yes.
On the circuit. She was probably the best women's golfer for quite a long time. She said, quote, "Doubt yourself and you doubt everything you see. Judge yourself and you see judges everywhere. But if you listen to the sound of your own voice, you can rise above doubt and judgment, and you can see forever on a clear day."
Stay grounded.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can stay grounded, and that's an important thing to do. Let's spend a minute or two or three or four understanding the difference between an H-bomb and an A-bomb, a hydrogen bomb, more powerful than an atomic bomb. I was going to say automatic bomb. An automatic bomb. Not the same.
I'm sure you were going to say more powerful than a locomotive.
Locomotive. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a BS. That's, I could have done that, Kenny, but it was too easy. North Korea, as you may know, has announced it carried out its first H-bomb test. So now the world looking at North Korea and saying, how dare you? So how did he make an H-bomb? And what does it take to make an H-bomb versus an A-bomb? We get all wrinkled in our shorts about the possibility the Iranians could build an atomic bomb. So how come people haven't tried to stop this lunatic running North Korea from building a hydrogen bomb? First of all, an H-bomb...
people are doubting him, actually.
They're doubting him?
Yeah, they're doubting, yeah.
Well, there's a seismic event with a 5.1 magnitude.
Yesterday. Yeah. So is it a hydrogen bomb? Is it an atomic bomb? The energy released, according to our research, in an H-bomb, several magnitudes higher than an equivalent atomic bomb. Hydrogen bombs can devastate whole cities in one explosion. So what I said earlier was incorrect. I had it upside down. I said that the atomic bomb, because of us, the nature of us being, or everything, being built around atoms, was easier to destroy the atom, the atomic structure of whatever it touches because of fission.
Right, it's fusion versus fission.
That's exactly it. So now you got to figure out what the difference is.
Well,
fusion and fission.
Hydrogen bombs use fusion to combine small atoms, like hydrogen, mm-hmm. to create much larger amounts of energy. Nuclear weapons based on fission, such as atomic bombs that devastated Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945, yield a 10 to 15 kilotons when the nuclear weapon does fusion.
Mm-hmm.
Fission is done in megatons, so much bigger.
All right. So atomic bombs are only used in Japan. Never has an atomic bomb been used in a war other than there. And the hydrogen bomb has never been used in war.
It and just as a side note here with that,
yeah.
is that these experts that are skeptical about Kim Jong-un testing a hydrogen bomb said that he did blow something up, that it was an atomic bomb, but that it didn't have the signature of what a hydrogen bomb test would look like.
So he's trying to scare everybody into
Correct.
Thinking that he's got an H-bomb.
And the reason we think it's an H-bomb is because the news anchors there, which you know are under heavy government control, said right. that it was a hydrogen test.
And in their previous tests, the seismic activity in 2009, they detonated a nuclear bomb and had a 4.7 magnitude. In 2006, they had a 4.3 magnitude. In 2013, they had a 5.1 magnitude. And this one was also a 5.1 magnitude. So you would think the H-bomb would have a
would
lot
bigger.
Bigger magnitude.
In any case, this guy's a nut with a bomb.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, regardless of what he
said. So why have we paid no attention to him and all this attention to the Iranians?
Have you seen a map of where he detonated this?
Well, you can see the seismic. There are a lot of things posted here and there.
It's in between the coast of North Korea, the North Korean coast, and China. And I mean, it does not look far from China.
Yeah, Chinese will be squashing him.
Chinese will squash him like a bug.
Yeah, they should have done that. We should send in, we should get together the Chinese, send in the SWAT, not the SWAT, the SEALs, and just bump this guy off. And, but who's next? The military.
China has their own problems, though. I mean, their economy is tanking. So it's like, well, are we going to rely on them to take care of this guy? I don't know.
Yeah, why? The Chinese can go and take care of him.
What a silly statement to make.
How is that silly?
Because that isn't going to keep them. Their economy may not be in good shape, but is that going to keep them? They've got, they're building a new
economical problem right now.
It has nothing to do with whether they go after this guy or not. They're building, the Chinese are building their second aircraft carrier. If they can build an aircraft carrier, they can certainly send in a couple of rats.
I'm just saying, is there motivation there if they're trying to save their own skin at home?
Here's
my point.
Nah, I think that's
where does North Korea get all their money from?
They don't
do any trade with anybody.
Drugs. Check out the drug trade. Drugs, and more drugs. The
focus. A lot of money in drugs.
There isn't a lot of money in drugs.
You sell nickel bags of pot and build an H-bomb?
No, that's what they do.
What kind of drugs does North Korea sell?
Uh-huh. I think there may be a little more activity in different kinds of drugs than that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm in the wrong business.
Yes, you are. 13 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Folks, how are you looking? How are you feeling? How are things with your hair? You rub your, remember the old commercials, the lady's rubbing her hand through the hair of her man and how sexy it looked. So what happens if your man doesn't have any hair? Where do you put your hands then? It's probably a leading question that I didn't really expect to have you answer, and I'm glad Jennifer kept quiet. It's a good thing Roberta's not here, probably under the circumstances. The point I'm trying to make here is that there's a certain amount of confidence that goes into men and women having a nice head of hair. And if you don't have it, sometimes, unless you have a lot of men, you know, macho guys, they're now shaving their head because they don't think they look good if they're bald. And frankly, if you've got a nice head and you shave it, it looks cool. If you've got one of those heads that, or, you know, you are yanked out of your mother's womb with forceps and your head's lopsided and you shave all the hair off, it doesn't look too good. So use your imagination for a moment and think about the shape of your head. Do you want to have a shaved head and not look so good? Or do you want to have a lot of hair that covers up a lot of ills? Good hair is very important for lots of good reasons. But looking good and having the confidence that men and women have who have it. Think about it. If you don't have your hair, especially if you're a lady, do you lose some of your self-confidence because people are looking at you? Look at that lady. She doesn't have all of her hair. It gets in the way of you functioning as a normal human being. Too bad that people are so judgmental, but that's the way it is. So let's fix the problem, okay? Try Provia. Provia is a concentrate that works at cleansing your scalp so that the pores in your scalp will open up and the follicles and hair that are under your scalp can come through again. Unless you have male pattern baldness, all of us, men and women, have hair, the follicles at least, under our scalp. And they're right underneath the pore. I mean, you can see that when you look at your arm, you got hair on your arm or hair in your face. Wherever you've got hair, there's a pore that the hair is coming out of. And if it's plugged up because you use cheap shampoos and stuff, those creams, that lotions, that sort of thing, that just plug up, it's like cement in your pores. So let's cleanse it. Let's use this great product called Provia from Chamonix. You can get it by dialing 800-525-8319, and you'll have a $1 million look in 3 months. Or you get your money back. Yep, Get your hair back or your money back with Provia. 800-525-8319. Nothing to lose but more hair. Let's gain some hair. And the volumizer that's in Provia also helps to make it look like your hair is thicker and richer than it is. And that's a big help as well. 800-525-8319. Get on the horn, order Provia, get two bottles for the price of one, and in 3 to 4 months, you'll feel the fuzz, the hair's coming back in again, and you'll go, yuppie, Doug Stefan was right again. 800-525-8319.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Hey, can I get a sip of that?
Parents, even if your child was vaccinated against meningococcal meningitis, he or she may not be protected against meningitis B. It's an uncommon disease that can lead to death within 24 hours and can be spread by your child's typical sharing behavior. Talk to a doctor today about vaccinating with Trumenba, meningococcal group B vaccine, and learn more at protectagainstb.com.
Cool, thanks. See ya.
Trumenba is a vaccine for 10 through 25-year-olds for immunization to help prevent Group B meningococcal disease. Trumenba should not be given if you had a severe allergic reaction after a previous dose. Most common side effects were injection site pain, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, and chills. Group B vaccine should not be interchanged within a series. Tell your doctor if you're pregnant. Ask your doctor about all risks and benefits of Trumenba. The FDA-approved product labeling can be found at protectagainstb.com. See our ad in Eating Well magazine.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
Doug Stefan's Good Day program. Did you know, and do you care, that the mason jar is 150 years old?
I have a couple of dozen around the house.
You do? You collect them?
No, I use them.
For...
They're so trendy again.
Yeah, they are. They're very trendy.
You can put different tops on them so the kids can put a top with a straw in it and they can drink out of them. Yep. You can put leftovers in it, all kinds of stuff.
Some of them have wider mouths than others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are.
Just like here.
Exactly. Yep, beat me to it.
Excuse me?
Why do you think this about you?
I have nails and screws in some of my mason jars. I remember as a kid, as a science project actually, making holes in the top when I was 5, 6 years old. I put worms in a mason jar and learned that they would die because I put them in and screwed the top down. They all died. So I figured out on my own when I was 5 or 6 years old that I needed to knock a hole in the top of the mason jar so the worms would live in the dirt.
And then you realize that the sun gets magnified when it comes through the glass and it burns them to death. So what do you do about that? You put tint?
I put them in a corner so they can get so much sunshine.
Somebody puts my worm in the corner.
It is...
Where did my worm go?
21 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
Look out, worms!
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Somewhat. We like to do this. This is the portion of each hour where there is a musical focus, and we haven't done a top five list for a while. So let's go back to this week, the first week of 1982, when the top five songs were really all of them good pop songs, in my estimation. Starting with the tune that was at number five, Rod Stewart. This song never had. I always thought it was called Young Hearts for some reason or other, but it's actually Young Turks. So crank it up, Richie, a bit, will you? Good guitar action. Good show. This guy puts out a good show, I'm told. I've never seen it. Christy Van Morrison, Week to Friday, Richie.
Hey, really?
Yeah.
Did you get real tickets this time?
I did. I got real tickets. Yeah, thank you very much.
What are real tickets?
Doug bought tickets for a...
last time I saw them, they were...
and they were counterfeit.
Yeah.
I paid $600 a piece for them.
Oh, Doug.
I didn't pay $600 for the two of them, but still, I had to stand up. All right, number four.
They let him in.
Yeah, they let me in anyway. Number four this week, 1982, Hall & Oates. Good, good, good. I can't go for that. Yeah. What were you doing when these songs were popular? What were you doing with your life?
What I was doing. They came and performed at my high school because our high school spent more time and wrote more little pieces of paper that said carefree sugarless gum.
Yeah.
And I told you the story, and we thought we were getting Billy Idol, and we got Hall & Oates. But they were great.
They're good. Yep, they're good.
Fun.
Good entertainers.
1982.
A lot of people like Earth, Wind, and Fire. They were in the number three position. This week, 1982, not one of their best songs, but still a good pop song.
Good
Let's
stuff.
Groove.
Great.
They're out and about now, a lot of touring.
I've seen them 3-4 times. Yeah, they're great.
some of this stuff is markedly better than others. They know how to compose a song and put lots of instrumentation with it. They're a good band. All right, number two, speaking of good bands, Foreigner. This is a great song. I think often, my father actually used to say this to me when he heard, when I was still a disc jockey, and I would talk about how great the music was of the era. I was a jock in the mid-50s to the mid, I mean, sorry, mid-60s to mid-70s. And, you know, most adults thought that music was really bad. So I think about myself at this age of my life, thinking how much I like, and there's something wrong with me. Am I supposed to like the music from the 40s or something? Because that's what my father liked.
Yeah, you like what you know.
I like, well, I
and
think
it's funny, it's, as we grow up, you know, we think of Hendrix almost now as light rock.
Nah, I don't think of him that way. I never liked Hendrix.
But
you did.
You've listened to it for so long.
Oh, yeah. It becomes part of what is easier to listen to.
It's not edgy anymore, you know. It's just,
right. Yeah. All right, so anyway, Foreigner is number two during this week in 1982, so that brings us around to number one. She demonstrated, almost could have been the poster girl for pop music, Olivia Newton-John, and one of her, I don't know how many, Kenny, she had four, five, six number one songs, another dozen that charted, right, over her career?
Oh, sure.
Anyway, maybe more than that. But I know she had four or five number one tunes.
Is there going to be a live broadcast of Grease?
Yeah, we've been talking about it.
One of those NBC thingamabobbers, I think.
It's actually on Fox.
On Fox,
yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And Juliana Huff is going to play her part.
As opposed to Juliana McFadden, who will not probably be in
the
show.
She will not.
Not
someday.
Yet.
Someday.
Yeah. I'm telling you, she is. There's nothing else. She'll be great theater, that kid.
My daughter? Oh, yeah. She's great theater now.
Yeah, she is. All right, so top five songs, 1982. Rod Stewart, Young Turks, number five, Hall & Oates, I Can't Go For That, number four, Earth, Wind & Fire, Let's Groove, number three, Foreigner, Waiting For A Girl Like You, number two, and number one, Olivia, and Let's Get Physical, 28 After. A good day.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial, funding for the life of your business.
What makes the JCPenney Super Saturday sale so super? That's easy. Super savings. Hurry in this Friday 3 p.m. to Saturday 1 p.m. and save on night-to-day doorbusters like JCPenney Home, Solid, or Stripe bath towel, just $4.99. Plus, get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select apparel, home, shoes, fine jewelry, and accessories. Download our app for coupons and to sign up for JCPenney Rewards. It's super. It's savings. It's JCPenney. Coupon valid 1-7 to 1-10. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or newspaper for coupon on details.
Paid for by Bonner & Partners, an independent research firm.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
Bill has posted a free video that details everything you need to know at DollarDisaster11.com. Maybe you'll disagree with his conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. Just go to DollarDisaster11.com. That's DollarDisaster11.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you ever thought about starting a home-based business? Did you know there's a secret 99% miss to making money with a home-based business? Having invested thousands of dollars myself in opportunities, I can tell you there is a secret which separates a moneymaker from a scam. Think about it. If a person runs ads on radio or television making fraudulent claims, they eventually wind up in prison. One man was sentenced to 10 years for making claims which could not be substantiated. But anyone can put a video on YouTube and lie to people for years and get away with it. If you are thinking about starting a business, you need to discover the secret 99% miss to making money. Why? Because it's free. All you have to do is go to realcashsecrets.com. But hurry, because this offer will be discontinued. So go to realcashsecrets.com and get this free report. That website is realcashsecrets.com. That's realcashsecrets.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Understand who you are a lot, so say what you will. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Rich or Jennifer at DougStefan.com. Matter of fact, this is a true story that came in an email that was sent to me, and I thought I would share it with all of you because it says something pretty unattractive about how Americans, or maybe this isn't just an American thing, maybe this is a human condition. The story of a lady who suffered a heart attack New Year's Eve in an Indianapolis bar. And the result of this was as outrageous as any damnable story or experience you can imagine. So we start with a manager of Kilroy's downtown establishment. There is a 70-year-old woman who is suffering, and nobody really knows what the problem is. There's a customer named Holly who took to Facebook to complain that the response to the event ruined her holiday celebration. The woman said that she believed somebody had suffered a drug overdose and was really angry that the waiters weren't attentive to her needs and the needs of her guest. So she puts on her Facebook page that she'll never go back to this location. They complain about spending $700, and the meal is ruined by watching a dead person being wheeled out. Her night is ruined. She keeps talking about herself, and you want to just smack her. You want to do more. When you read this, and I don't even know that it's worth posting, and I'm not even going to read the whole thing. But what comes from this sort of thing, it's distressing that these expletives are used at the crowd, at the waitress. This woman is so drunk and so self-focused. It's all about her. And we've developed a cult or culture of that in our country. The entitlement, we all talk about the entitlement class, and sometimes people think it has to do with age, sometimes people think it has to do with income, whatever it is, whatever this woman, whatever she grew up around, you want to look at it and think, what happened to those parents? Where does this sort of thing start in the chain of events? Does it just start because of the realities of what goes on in our society these days? So there's what this lady Holly Jones posts. Then the manager of Kilroy's downtown, a fella named Chris Burton, replied on his Facebook page, saying, among other things, the woman had not, in fact, had a drug overdose, but she had a heart attack. And he writes, quote, first of all, the overdosing junkie, quote, unquote, that you speak of, was a 70-year-old woman who had had a heart attack. Thankfully, she was revived at the hospital and survived. Sounds like you were very concerned about her, so I thought you ought to know what her condition was. This poor lady who was celebrating New Year's Eve with her husband had to be placed on the floor of a completely packed bar and have her shirt removed in front of everybody so the paramedics could work on her. But I completely understand why you think being intoxicated, and he leaves, I'm leaving out the expletive, you wouldn't have understood. You think your bill and you take priority over human life. I especially appreciate you're making your server, who doesn't curse at all, cry after attending to you. I'm sure she really enjoyed working on New Year's Eve just to deal with people like you. I personally had to leave the premises to take a phone call from a manager telling me somebody had died at Kilroy's and other employees weren't doing so well dealing with it either. So I understand how inconvenient this was for you and your friends that night. Honestly, I'm very happy to hear you'll never come back to Kilroy's, because we wouldn't want anybody as cold-hearted and nasty as you to return. I appreciate anybody who chooses to spend their money at Kilroy's until they act like you do. You can take your money and do, as you might imagine somebody might say to her. The follow-up post was the Kilroy's manager saying the woman survived, had a long way to go. Her family created a GoFundMe page to pay for her medical expenses. And meanwhile, the bar said there were a number of people named Holly Jones on Facebook, asked people not to send hateful messages because apparently after this became public, all of the Holly Joneses that were listed on Facebook got attacked like you wouldn't believe. And so there are a couple of messages, maybe lessons from this. We all know, we can find examples like this of people acting like a-holes. The world is full of these people, unfortunately, and they take their entitlement, whether they're men or women, old or young. As I said, there are a lot of people who I'm older and I've done all this, so I'm entitled to, you fill in the blank. Or I'm a policeman and I've served for 32 years, so I'm entitled to blank. Or I've got X number of dollars, so who do you think you are? I'm entitled to blank. And it just goes to show you how many lessons there are to learn about life from people like this. Sometimes we learn lessons, hard lessons. Is there a video of it?
No, the beauty.
Oh, the beauty of it. Yeah, okay. What's the beauty of it from you?
So the people found this Holly Jones and where she works at the Serenity Salon.
Oh, really? They found the real Holly Jones.
And they've been calling there to say she needs to be fired. And the Serenity Salon says, we take her reputation seriously, does not align with our code of conduct.
No, but that's not appropriate either.
So,
people forcing him to, no, that's not.
Right.
Especially because we don't know what this lady's going through.
Jones claimed that her
what, the drunken stupor that she was in on New Year's Eve?
Well, look, I think we know that. What, everybody's said, got problems.
Nah.
You make
no,
one
that doesn't
stupid,
excuse
you,
this.
But you don't want to be held for one stupid thing that you said. I mean, I think it's stupid and
here's
horrible.
The karma part
calling
of all
her
this.
Job.
All right, so Richie.
The karma part is that.
It is karma, yeah, you're right.
Had the woman had a heart attack anywhere else, there would not be this attention around her.
Yeah.
So now she was able to set up GoFundMe page to help pay for her medical bills.
That's good. See, that's good.
And it doesn't say how much that she's raised, but think about that. Let's say that she was at home and had this.
Yeah,
and
like
that
everybody.
This woman wouldn't have thought that she was a drunken junkie.
Yeah.
And hadn't gotten all this attention, who would be there to pay the medical bills for her now?
Yep.
So the karma has a
that's
way
a
of
good
working.
Side. That's a good. That's a good way of looking at the story.
Yeah.
Good. That's a good way of twisting it around, and it is. It's helpful. So lessons for all in this. Thank you, Richie. It's 41 past the hour here on Good Day. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair, cleanse your scalp, cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act, clean up your hair, get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy. As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission. But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Through this door, you've got your guest bathroom. And the mosaic tile you see on the floor is original to the house. It's in such great shape, your friend's foot will slip right off it when he gets out of the shower and land him in a sling for 6 weeks.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for accidents and personal property loss quick and easy. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Well, right now, you'll get 15% back in Staples rewards on all HP ink and toners, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on HP ink or $200 on HP toner. Offer ends 1/9/16. For details, see store or visit staples.com/rewards.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
45 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Rich and Jennifer and Kenny, and the story about Amelia Earhart. Dun-dun-dun-dun, drama. Amelia Earhart was supposed to have gone down in her plane somewhere over the South Pacific, right?
Mm-hmm. Or so we thought.
Oh, yeah. No,
not according to a new book that we have summarized at DougStephan.com in the From Today's Show section. Amelia Earhart, her navigator, Fred Noonan, ran out of fuel and crashed into the Pacific. Oh, really? Maybe not. There's a book written by a fellow named W.C. Jameson. It's called Amelia Earhart, Beyond the Grave. It comes out this week, matter of fact. He builds on the existing theory that she was a spy, and she was shot down by the Japanese and captured after the crash, taken prisoner while on a mission to photograph Japanese military installations in the Pacific. FDR knew about the whole thing, kept it quiet. Released by the Japanese in 1945, the book claims Earhart returned to the U.S. and lived under another name. Her name was Irene Cragmile. No, that was her maiden name. Irene Bolam was her married name. She lived to be, 80-something years old? Died in 1982. 86. Theory that she was a spy and that she and her pal Noonan were taken prisoner has been around for a while. Last year, a group of men traveled, over to the Marshall Islands to see if they could find evidence. Oh, there's a whole big thing about that last year. People were looking for, they found pieces of metal they said were part of the plane. Wow. Anyway, there are people who have been interviewed in this book. I think it would be a good read, actually. I love reading books like this anyway. Whether or not it's true, isn't it interesting to wonder what if? And so this, if nothing else, would make a good movie. Right? This guy will make money to sell his books, make money writing a script for a movie.
Maybe she's hanging out with Elvis and Burger King.
Yeah.
But that, but,
yeah, it just is. I think it's a wonderful thing for us to be able to imagine. This is one of the things that is so missing in our world, our society. There's so much stuff because of social media. There's so much stuff because of the news, 24-hour cycles. I mean, there's nothing left, and you got all these gadgets, nothing left to the imagination. As a result of that, if you don't listen to the radio or do podcasting, you don't have a good imagination, I don't think. I think that the radio especially requires you to use a part of your brain that otherwise isn't used, because when you have the devices, there's a picture with everything. So you don't have to leave it to your imagination. You can see the pictures, and that's great sometimes because that helps you better understand what may be going on. But the other side of it is it leaves a part of your brain undeveloped. And that is something that as we more and more get into what's going on with Alzheimer's and dementia becomes an important focus. Because if you don't use every part of your brain to keep activity, and basically what happens, whether you know it or not, the brain, when it is being used, calls on the blood flow to go to that area. The the part of the nervous system that doesn't require, the autonomic nervous system that allows your heart to beat without you thinking about it, or your lungs to function without you thinking about it. Well, there's a part of the system that's so marvelous. I mean, so when you think about it, how can you not believe in the force or a higher power? Your body is set up in such a way that where there is, for example, when you cut your finger, right, the white blood corpuscles, they come to that area and they clot the blood so that it doesn't bleed. And they force the white blood cells attack anything that might come into your blood system that would infect it. And it purifies the blood. Isn't that amazing? Think about it. We don't have to think about it, actually, because it happens automatically. So the blood flowing in your brain automatically goes to the place in your brain that you're using, whatever part of your brain is being called upon to think about how to do the crossword puzzle, or to do Sudoku, or to read the book, or to figure out a problem.
Or to go to Lumosity.
Whatever that is.
Luminosity.
Yeah, that too. But you know what I'm saying?
We just had an earthquake.
You did in Southern California.
I think so.
How big?
Either something's wrong with me. Call a doctor.
Either that or that Chipotle's really got something going on with the chicken.
Really? What happened?
It is a weird, I don't know, just a little, I mean, very, very light. It's very mild, but yeah, definitely a little shake. Because at first I thought, am I going to pass out? And then I thought, no, I think my desk is moving.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, you're too young to die, Jennifer.
That's what they say.
There's a, I just am looking at a chart from the Center for Disease Control about the 113 normal causes that cause people to die, how you die. I mean, the usual stuff is in there, heart disease and cancer and that sort of thing. But it's a pretty interesting chart. We should probably post this, Kenny, at DougStephan.com. Digestive problems, respiratory problems, circulatory problems, and then the basic nervous problems cause people to die, that kind of stuff. Cancer is huge, huge. All right, so there you have. Look at all the information you got from listening to this hour of Good Day. 51 after the hour, friends.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here we are at 53 past the hour. You like our cool, calm, and collected method of approaching the world? Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Kara Schillen, and the lovely and talented Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. He's got credibility up the you-know-what, and he's going to share some of that credibility with us in a matter of moments. The Consumer Electronics Show underway in Las Vegas. My pal Holland Cook is there taking a test drive that you may not want to ever take.
Autonomous cars are here. No driver, which according to research will make driving lots safer. 33,000 Americans die in wrecks each year, most due to human error, drunk driving, texting, asleep at the wheel. If 90% of the cars were driverless, estimates are we'd save two-thirds of those lives, and we'd enable the disabled and elderly. Even the blind could be motorists, and parents escape chauffeur duty. Your car might already have adaptive cruise control, GPS, parking assist, and that warning sound when you wander into the next lane. You're driving a bunch of computers that the driverless car simply connects. And cars connect with each other so they'll know how to avoid traffic jams and find a parking space. When you're dropped off, sensors will tell your car where to wait until you need it again. To escape winter, punch in Destination Florida, and you'll be there when you wake up the next morning. In over 2 million test drive miles, Google driverless cars have only been involved in 16 fender benders, all of which were human error. Audi predicts its self-driving A8 will be in showrooms by 2018. BMW, VW, and Nissan are aiming for 2020. Ford in 2025. From SurvivalSpeech.com, I'm Holland Cook in Las Vegas for Good Day.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, let's get to some of the action here. The Twitter folks say they're going to lift the 140 character limit. This comes from the fellow who runs Twitter. Jack Dorsey himself says the service may lift its character limit. Why was it there in the first place? And the tweets now, apparently they could go up to 10,000. And I guess I wonder why it would be important in either direction. What's the story behind the story here, Greg?
Well, first of all, it's 140 characters because Twitter was designed to, in a sense, emulate text messaging where you also have a limit.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of wonder how successful this is going to be for Twitter. I understand why they're doing it. Usage is down, and they're looking for ways to create more engagement. On the other hand, I think a lot of people who use Twitter like it because they are limited to what they say. So you don't, you know, so you don't spend an hour crafting a tweet. You bang it out and you hit send.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Twitter has to be a money making business, and if this is going to enable them to make more money from advertising, then it is the right thing for them to do. It may not be the best thing for their hardcore users today, but if they do this, hopefully they will find another set of hardcore users.
To see the story at DougStephan.com about this police department reviewing its policy on using Facebook after a complaint about a quote from Forrest Gump that was included in announcing an arrest. This 18-year-old kid gets arrested at the department's parking lot on misdemeanor charges. He was taking hubcaps off of police cars. Admittedly, not the smartest guy anyway, and that was the reference to Forrest Gump, apparently, because Forrest Gump came across as not being that smart. So people that are in the community took exception to that. It's interesting how much attention everything on Facebook gets, though. Isn't that? I mean, think about it.
Well, it's, you know, the speed at which things in social media, like Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all the rest, the speed at which they can spread and people can comment on them and mobilize around them is dramatic. I mean, if you want to see a perfect example of that, look at the brilliant way Donald Trump is using social media.
Yeah, he's doing very well. Consumer Electronics Show opening up in Las Vegas today officially. 165,000 people there. 20,000 tech products. I'm surprised you're not there.
I usually am there. I decided to sit it out this year. Although I'm watching. Yes, I'm watching it really closely. Yeah. It's going to be a very interesting year at CES for two reasons. The autonomous cars that we just heard about and also the Internet of Things, bringing the Internet into more stuff in your house.
Yeah. All right, there it is from the horse's mouth. There it is, info. There he is, Greg Stebbins here on Good Day.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.